Would you rather with my son, Carter, who's 7, by the way, such a big boy. They always are very interesting.
Yes, it's fascinating to see where his head is at every week.
Mm-hmm. And every time something different happens,
yeah,
whether I offend him or, you know, my husband offends him.
Well, because you're supposed to always agree with everything that he says because that's the world.
Yeah, and this is his segment.
Yes, this is his.
He feels like he's something else.
And according to the contract that you wrote up for him, you have to agree.
Yeah.
It's his mother.
So he does get offended by my husband's answer, and my husband didn't really answer it for him. He just kinda,
it was his tone.
Yeah.
His snarky tone.
And Carter didn't like it. So here's the question.
Would you rather eat a booger sandwich or dog food chili?
Which one?
So that was the initial, and you heard the ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what set it off.
I mean, I think we all had that gross.
Booger
I mean,
sandwich, dog food, chili. All right, so here's the answer.
Which one would you rather eat?
A dog food chili.
Yucky.
You would do that, though?
You would do that, though? Mm. He immediately gets offended
hey!
By
hey! You would do it.
Yeah, don't be judging me. You would do it too.
How dare you?
Yeah, you would choose that.
So I think, a booger sandwich.
Yeah, I think we all would choose the same thing. I don't think there's one person that would choose the booger sandwich.
Give me the
chili.
I mean, we've all had canned chili before, or ate chili in high school. That's basically dog food chili. We've all done it. We've all had
the Hormel chili.
Yeah, we've all had it. Okay. Now that we've all had leftover sloppy joes, because in high school, you remember, it was always lasagna followed up with chili, followed up with sloppy joes. It's the same thing for all three.
Yeah.
And it's dog food. It's Old Roy.
It's dog food.
Like, why does the menu say Old Roy?
Huh? Chili. Well, Old Roy chili.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, give me the dog food chili. You put Fritos in it, you don't even be able to tell.
Yes, Fritos.
You put some Fritos in it, maybe some oyster
cheese.
Crackers. Yeah, give me some hot sauce to just numb my mouth so I can't feel it.
We put some rice in our chili.
I do too.
White rice.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a southern
rice
thing.
Rice and chili. Oh, yeah.
Because up here, my mother-in-law.
I put it in my beef stew too.
Yeah.
Rice. Oh, yeah.
When I moved up here, my mother-in-law likes to put noodles in chili.
No. That's not. No. That's,
see,
the,
that's,
sense, that's the sense of the skyline thing?
Yeah.
No.
Is that what it
that's
is?
That's spaghetti.
Yeah, you that's what I thought.
You put noodles in your chili, you're eating spaghetti.
So I think it's to put rice in the chili, that's a southern
thing.
Yeah,
it must be.
And the noodles in the chili. So look how we got way off from the would you rather.
Anyway, so what we need to get to is the boogers. What do you put on your boogers? Do you put rice with your boogers?
We can't talk about that.
No?
That makes me immediately
I'm more of a saltines guy with my boogers. Saltines and jelly with my boogers.
I envisioned an oyster. When you said, as soon as you said saltines, I immediately think of an oyster.
That's delicious.
We
had this
It's
talk.
Almost equivalent to,
as, yeah,
you know,
essentially. Yeah.
We won't say it because we'll make everybody sick.
Boogers.
Jimmy.
Yes. Half shucked.
It's so gross.
And we come from, where Mandy and I come from, is like the oyster capital of the world. It's
1,000%.
Like 30 minutes from us. So
have you ever had an Apalachicola oyster?
Most of them come from there,
The freshest of fresh.
The freshest of fresh boogers from the sea. That's the slogan. Apalachicola oysters, boogers of the sea.
All right.
Try one.
You're
it's
welcome.
It's not, but I'm going to send this to him and be like, here, you guys should just try this angle.
You're welcome.
No
to
one
that.
Will see it coming.
Well, if you would like to answer this, would you rather?
Yeah, or if you have a good one for us.
Yeah, we would answer it. Just call us up, 280-1063, or you can message us through our free Hits 106.3 app. It's Mandy and Jimmy.
Yummy.
On Hits 106.3.